Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And while the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of collegiate and professional sports action. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, first off, I hope you had a great Christmas with your family.
Yeah, it was nice, a relaxing version of it. I was telling you off air just the idea of running around all 11 family events. That dynamic did not exist this year, and I think that's a nice silver lining in all the stuff that's going on, is being able to just appreciate the little things.
That is definitely it. It was quiet for us also, but a very nice Christmas indeed. All right, Dustin, we're going to start with news and notes, and there's plenty of news going on after this first week postseason. Let's start with this. Jason Owe has declared for the draft. I'm not thinking this was a surprise to anybody.
Not a surprise, I think, especially with the way the year started, where he was getting a lot of heat as being a potential first rounder and all this. And, you know, obviously his physical capabilities, you know how freakish he is, 6'5", 250 plus, and able to move in that sort of 4'3 range in the 40s. He'll be a really interesting watch at the NFL Combine. But at the same time, you know, you always kind of wonder, a third-year sophomore, could he benefit from another year? And I still kind of have that thought with Jason Owe, is that especially when you look at his stat total for 2020, did not record a sack. It wasn't the end all be all in terms of his value. But if you want to talk about an edge rusher without a sack, you know, it's something that you can at least mull over whether he would be better off long term by developing for another year before he gets into that NFL grind. But no question, super talented guy. I think he's going to keep getting better and better. But I do, in the back of my head, kind of think that he would have benefited from another year at Penn State. But, you know, that's not our decision to make. I think somebody who's got some heat the way that he does, it also kind of makes sense for him to strike while the iron's hot.
I believe sometimes this discussion turns into a business discussion. You know, the fact that he didn't get a sack this year, the performance may not have quite been what people expected on the field. Does that now translate into a second round pick versus a first round pick? And if that's the situation where another year gets you into the first round, what is the better business decision, Dustin?
Yeah, I think he could have definitely solidified. I think he's in that in between stage at this point. And it'll be interesting because you're going to have a bunch of contending teams obviously picking late in the first round, that maybe they can keep his role kind of small to start. And I also believe, and we'll see how it plays out, but I also believe that he, at the next level, he's not going to be lining up in a three-point stance as a true defensive end in like a 4-3 scheme. I think his upside is going to be in versatility and the way that he's able to kind of defend, maybe as a 3-4 outside linebacker. I don't think he's that guy where you just line him up to rush the passer and defend the run, obviously. But I don't think he's that true blue pass rusher. I think he's going to be a guy whose value goes beyond that. We didn't see a lot of that at Penn State, but I think at the next level with that length and that speed and athleticism, I do think as a football player, he's getting better and better. I thought this year, for example, he was able to do a little bit more inside, outside, a little bit more power rush. He developed his pass rush arsenal a little bit. But I think, you know, to maximize what he's able to do, I don't think he lines up as a true defensive end at the next level. We'll see what happens. But I think, you know, somebody who can play in space, that'll be him, I think.
Dustin, for completeness sake, we should mention Pat Freiermuth. Absolutely zero surprise. Absolutely the right decision that Pat Freiermuth has declared. I believe he's a first-round pick, and it's time for him to go to the NFL, and he's going to have a great NFL career.
I think he's going to play in the NFL for a really long time. I don't think there was much else for him to do at Penn State. He's already produced. He's already got, you know, whatever it ends up being, 25, 28 games of solid film in there, both as a blocker and a receiver. Interesting timing for him because of the way that 2020 went and him only playing four games, still the Big Ten tight end of the year. I'm not sure if that reflects positively on him or negatively on every other Big Ten tight end, probably both. But I think Freiermuth, nothing else to prove. The difference there, I think, Freiermuth, You've seen him. You know what he's all about. He's got the production. He's got the film. Jason Oway is a little bit different story, but also Jason Oway's, you know, potential is unlimited. And some NFL team, whether that's at the end of the first round or early in the second round, is going to say, you know, screw it. We don't care about the no sacks thing. We want this guy in our development system. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like if he goes out to the combine, Jason Oway, and just is the star of that show, I think that might lock him into that late first round discussion.
It very well could. All right, Dustin, let's talk now transfer portal. And two names that are going to be in the portal from Penn State are Judge Culpepper and Antonio Shelton. First of all, both defensive linemen. And second, are you surprised by either one of these names going into the portal?
Culpepper did not surprise me much just because of the way it looked like, you know, Hakeem Beamon, Devon Ellis, you know, Cole Brevard. There's a whole group of really good young defensive tackles in Penn State's pipeline. And I don't think Judge Culpepper was a lock to hold off all those guys. I don't think he was a lock to see his role grow beyond this season when he was, you know, basically a third team guy. So for him, it made sense to maybe seek out a better opportunity someplace else, because I don't think his opportunity was getting much better at Penn State, just the way things were going. Antonio Shelton, you know, I didn't really have much expectation for any fifth year senior to utilize that sixth year. So I thought Antonio Shelton was maybe a guy who would, this was it for him in his college football career. But, you know, he's a pretty, he's a guy who kind of marches to his own beat sort of thing. So it doesn't surprise me to some extent that he's going to get a fresh start and maybe try to get a year of grad school in someplace where with a change of scenery, maybe someplace closer to home in Ohio. He'll be an interesting guy because, you know, it's hard to find 320-pound defensive tackles who've been two-year, you know, FBS starters. So I think he'll be an interesting pickup for somebody. I'm not sure, you know, it hurts Penn State because, you know, depth and experience at those spots is key. But I think it's not the worst thing to part ways and maybe give somebody like a Hakeem Beamon a chance to step into that starting lineup and maybe get an interesting dynamic with maybe Beamon and PJ Mustipher. So maybe it ends up being best for both sides over the long haul.
It could be, but you mentioned the word depth. And I think when you rotate the tackles in, as Penn State does, all of a sudden, at the very least, you're losing some depth there. I got to admit, I was a bit surprised. I would not have been surprised if he decided to move on. It was the idea that he is going to play another year and chose to play somewhere else other than Penn State. That was the surprise for me. Again, on the defensive line, that seems to be where we're talking with most of these players moving on. We should also mention that Shane Simmons, he had a tough career at Penn State, high expectations coming in, bothered by injuries. He had a nice final game, which was fantastic for him, but he has chosen to move on. I don't think that would have been a surprise either way with him had he chosen to stay or as he did choose to move on, Dustin.
Yeah, I think from us on the outside, you see a kid who, you know, goes out on a high note and you think, okay, well, maybe he feels like parlaying that momentum at the end of 2020 into something new in 2021. Maybe there's still a chance that this kid can make good on all that promise that he showed. But again, you know, I think 5 years in, he's probably checked off every box academically. He just seemed ready to get out in the outside world. I've seen a lot of sentiment out there that whatever he chooses to do, I guess he's going into business. He's going to be successful. And for him, the time just kind of came. It's the end of the road for football. It's the beginning of a new chapter for him to get out there and get into the business world and start that journey, you know, start developing on that front and move on from football. So can't blame him. You know, I think a lot of us just kind of watch and see and want a player like that to get 12 or 13 more games to see what he can do. But you can't blame a kid for trying to get out there and get his life started either.
Certainly not. And that's a lot of years to play college football. So we wish him the very best going forward. So we've talked about players leaving. Let's talk a bit quickly about Dustin players coming in. James Franklin has mentioned defensive ends and defensive backs as a point of emphasis going recruiting out of the transfer portal. So, of course, the first guy that transfers in is a running back. Makes sense, right?
Obviously, but you know, I think they needed a body at running back, just like you know, John Lovett, who's got some experience. You know, he's got some tools. If you need him in a pinch, he's going to be good. But he's also not going to jump in the way of any of these young guys at running back either. He's a nice depth piece without compromising the long term future. And I think that's key at all these spots. I think they are looking for ends and safeties, and you're looking for guys, especially at the end spots, where you can plug them in, you can get some production out of them without, you know, without stunting anybody's growth along the way. They need experienced bodies, especially at those end spots. And I think they're going to be active there. And this is a really unique year to do it. They're in position scholarship wise to be able to add a few guys like this. It's not a long-term viable strategy for Penn State, but you know, the way 2020 went, it's a nice way to try to plug some holes in the short term.
It definitely is. And it's a shift in thinking for Penn State. But the way this year was, 2020, everything has changed for every team in college football. All right, that is it for quarter number one of our show. Stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to talk about some of our lessons learned on the offensive side of the ball. Stay tuned.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.